Hello, it's LA Theater Bites, and you're listening to LA Theater Bites review of the world premiere of Bally Bunyan Backs Bill, playing now at the Broadwater on Theater Row, where the players play and the actors slay, February 26th through March 15th, 2026. March will be here soon. St. Patrick's Day will inevitably show up on the 17th, so of course, what a great time to show off some Irish plays, The Island That Brought Us James Joyce. I could stop right there. I could continue, but it's not really necessary. This world premiere play, Bally Bunyan Backs Bill's satirical comedic wit shines through the familial dynamics of the cast, particularly from lead Alice Crimbley's performance of Monica Looney, full of humor and vulnerability on stage that makes what comes next so gosh darn surprising. To be clear, this is a fictional account of a real event that happened. Bally Bunyan Backs Bill is set in Ireland, and it centers around the Looney family and their shoe repair shop. Monica's shoe repair shop. After campaigning for Bill Clinton, the U.S. president at the time, to come see a statue created in his honor, Monica, played by Alice Crimbley, is asked to change the name of her shop for his arrival for one day, because this was around the time of the Clinton-Monica Lewinsky scandal. For those not old enough to remember, I'm dating myself here, Bill Clinton was caught cheating on his wife with an intern, but the worst part about it, he lied to the American people about it. If you're hearing this for the first time, you might be like, that's it? After all we've gone through in this country, it's definitely worse than a tan suit, but at the time it was a very big news and controversial that a president got caught with his pants down. Monica refuses to change the name, and a spirited fight between her and Roger Hassett, played by Phil Burke, transpires along with other familial issues that are also taking place. Some of the best tension in this play is the dynamic between Monica and Roger, and it's how he takes a backseat to the other drama around the family. One doesn't need to be more than the other, but in the case of this play, I think it's a little unbalanced, and I think it would have been much stronger with more tension between these two more often. But as is, the story's focused more on the children, the mother's love life, and how the times were affecting their life in the early 1990s Ireland. So many threads in this that just get explored but end up on the floor. Some of the acting in this was consistently decent to an extent, with some issues that could be chalked up to opening night jitters and just kind of stiff. Terrific acting and reactions from pilot Paisley Rose, who plays Charlotte, the British friend to the character Siobhan Looney in this play. David Daniel Offner's physical acting really does a lot to capture the awkward but sweet personality of Osin Looney. And Evan Hammond's design utilizes the entire stage, which is one of, if not the biggest stage at the Broadwater, one side being the shoe shop and the other the kitchen. Very practical design, nothing abstract at all. Entertaining and a clever voyage into part of a history that's not often talked about. I give Bally Bunyan Backs Bill a 7.7 out of 10. It's above average. Thank you for listening and thank you for supporting LA Theater.